All right, here we go. Another little mini podcast. Hope you like that little jazzy intro there. Well, it's been way too long. Way too long. Once again, Tyler is not here with me. It sucks. I'm wanting to put out one podcast every week, but here once again, it's been months since we've done a podcast. Very frustrating. So hopefully we still have some fans out there. See that we're still getting some views, so that's awesome. But we're just going to have to switch something here up in the future. Hopefully, I'm going to maybe do something separately and have that consistently out every week and then try to see what I can do to get Tyler to do a podcast with me when he can. He's wanting to switch up things here in the near future. But, yeah, he's been busy with his OnlyFans, so... So, happy late new year. It's another year, 2023. The first month is practically over now, but, I haven't done a podcast since last year. So here we go. Hope everyone's doing well. I am in Miami, going on another vacation with the family, doing another cruise, which is our thing. I mean, goodness gracious, I have been on, oh my gosh, just in the last 3 months, man, I went on 5 cruises with my brother, and then we went on 2 cruises with my parents in California, and then another one out of New Orleans? No, Galveston. And then, so that was 8 back in November and October, November. So yeah, my brother has the crazy itch for cruising. So anytime that I can go with him, he is happy to have me tag along because that way you don't have to pay double occupancy. But it is the biggest bang for your buck. You can't beat how cheap you can cruise for. It's for the most part, we pay less than $100 a day. So it's pretty, you can't beat that. You can't go for a weekend vacation for less than $100 with food and gas and everything. So, but yeah, I'm still living back in Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, living in Rogers, my duplex. But I am really itching to get out of Northwest Arkansas. I'd like to Airbnb my side of the duplex off. So I own a duplex. I rent the other side right now. And then I'm just living on one side. So I'd like to rent that out and take off for Florida. Nice warmer weather, no taxes. And then even close to some of the ports there. So you can just jump on a cruise ship whenever I feel like it, really. Also... And, can't beat the weather, man. I really do enjoy Florida. And of course I'm play poker on the cruise ships. That's one of my favorite things to do is to play some poker. There's not always people, but, I really need to get to casinos a little bit more. I really do enjoy playing Texas Hold'em. It's really, when you're playing, because you're not playing as a house, you're playing head-to-head. The house just takes a rake every turn. So, anyways, it sounds like I'm rambling, but hope you guys are doing well. To go along with, hope you're doing well, me... what's going on with me? I really, for this new year, I'm wanting to lose weight. I have really packed on the pounds even more since I kind of plateaued. I reached my max weight, a year or so ago, and I've just been stuck there, and I'm really wanting to lose it because it's just frustrating, and my big thing, really, it's what I eat, and I'm just not very active. I'm just not active like I should be, and I need to get more active, so kind of just, I feel like part of being in North of Arkansas, and then with my anxiety, you know, just don't feel like doing anything and just end up staying at home a lot, and watching TV. And I really don't go out as much. I really don't have as many friends in Northwest Arkansas as I used to. My back in the day, I had a whole squad. We worked at Ruby Tuesday, worked at the restaurant. So I've even thought about going back to work at a restaurant just because I just like the interaction with people. I like the interaction with people, and I like, you know, you're up on your feet, you're walking like crazy for a good, you know, 5 hours, 3 to 5 hours usually, you know. And it's enjoyable and it's good money. For extra money here lately, I've been doing DoorDash, which I haven't been doing that like I should be, but DoorDash and Uber Eats. And before that, I was doing Uber, which that was a fun way to interact with people, but you can't really make friends that way like you could serving. It was so easy to make friends with other servers. But the reason I didn't do that anymore, I went to Uber after serving, it was back in 2017, my restaurant shut down, Ruby Tuesday. Ruby Tuesday that year shut down like 100 stores, and it was such a bummer. So what made sense, the Ruby Tuesday restaurants, I've worked at several, and they were never very consistent as far as busyness. Like, it was just kind of up and down. But I made decent money. I mean, I made usually 12 to 15 bucks an hour, and then as much as 20 plus at times. But whereas doing Uber and DoorDash and all that, I consistently make 20 bucks an hour plus since I switched over to which I wasn't making 20 bucks an hour plus at first when I first went to Ubering, because it wasn't super popular like in in Northwest Arkansas. Really, just mostly like down in Fayetteville area and during the game times and like certain times when there's parties and stuff going down around U of A. But but now with DoorDash, I don't even have to worry about having people in my vehicle. I can just do DoorDash and make 20 bucks plus an hour. So I'm a big advocate for DoorDash and food delivery and stuff, but I haven't really felt like doing that lately. But that's just, it's nice to know that's there. I can do it anytime I want, but it's just it's hard to turn down when you don't have to. And I mean, that's the thing about working for yourself, but you just gotta manage it well. And I think some people just get burnt out on it, you know, and then some people probably don't put the hours in like they should, or give up on it too quickly or whatever, you know. Hopefully here soon, Tyler and I will be back at it and put out the podcast like we love. I really do enjoy the podcast, and I'm really bummed that we haven't been able to do the podcast like we should. So I'm really hoping here in the new future, if Tyler isn't going to be able to do it, I would like to find somebody else to do it with me when he can't. Because I would like to really be I'd preferably like to be putting out 2 a week. But hit me up on Instagram if you want to say hey. Still have our Instagram, then I have mine. I also have my Instagram, Unscripted Banter. We don't have as many pictures as we used to before, but we were going to start over, and Tyler was going to take it over, and then he hasn't done anything with it. I'm gonna kick that boy's ass. So feel free to hit up Tyler and say hey, we missed the podcast. But guys, hopefully I hope you're enjoying the new year, hope you're making the right decisions, and that everything is going well with you. But anyways, guys, thanks for listening, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.